Let's now take a look at verbs that start with be. Be, like bezahlen. This means to pay for, but don't be surprised to hear the abbreviated zahlen. In a restaurant, for example, you'll hear
Herr Ober, zahlen bitte.
What does this mean? Waiter, I want to pay, please. Don't be fooled into thinking the waiter's name is Herr Ober. This is simply the polite way of calling over the waiter for your bill, which is die Rechnung. If it's a waitress, eine Kellnerin, use Fräulein, whatever her age or marital status. To order is bestellen, so let's try. Waitress, may I order now? But firstly, what is that handle may, meaning to be allowed to? Yes, dürfen. It goes ich darf, du darfst, er sie es darf, wir and sie dürfen. So how would you now say, waitress, may I order now?
Fräulein, darf ich jetzt bestellen?
Fräulein, darf ich jetzt bestellen? Gut. Having dived with bestellen and bezahlen, you get bestellt, ordered, and bezahlt, paid. So if beef is Rindfleisch and potatoes are Kartoffeln, try, I have ordered beef with potatoes.
Ich habe Rindfleisch mit Kartoffeln bestellt.
Ich habe Rindfleisch mit Kartoffeln bestellt. Good. Trout is die Forelle. And Julia asks Julius, did you order the trout?
Hast du die Forelle bestellt?
Hast du die Forelle bestellt? The question word who is wer, and drinks are die Getränke. So let's try, who has ordered the drinks?
Wer hat die Getränke bestellt?
Wer hat die Getränke bestellt? And what about who paid for the meal yesterday evening? A meal is das Essen.
Wer hat gestern Abend das Essen bezahlt?
Did you get the word order right? Wer hat gestern Abend das Essen bezahlt? Die Speisekarte, the menu card, will list die Vorspeisen, the starters, die Nachspeisen, the desserts, and die Hauptgerichte, the main courses. Haupt, meaning main, is a very useful word. It can be hooked onto other words such as Sache, thing.
Die Hauptsache ist, wir finden ein wirklich gutes Restaurant.
Die Hauptsache ist, ich bekomme bald etwas zu trinken.
The main thing is, die Hauptsache ist, that Julia finds a really good restaurant and Julius gets a drink soon. Returning to our meal, to decide is beschließen. And in the diving form, beschlossen. Remembering that negative keine, how would you say, we've decided not to order any starters? Splitting that up, how would you say, we've decided?
Wir haben beschlossen.
Wir haben beschlossen. Not to order any starters, to order no starters.
Keine Vorspeisen zu bestellen.
Wir haben beschlossen, keine Vorspeisen zu bestellen. What is the diving form of besuchen, to visit? Yes, besucht. Good. And besichtigen, also meaning to visit, but specifically used for visiting the sites. Besichtigt. Have you noticed a pattern emerge? Verbs starting with be don't have a ge at the beginning of the diving form. Sometimes, however, the second vowel may change. Zum Beispiel, for example, what is the lookalike verb to begin? Yes, beginnen. In the diving form, it becomes begonnen. If last Wednesday is letzten Mittwoch and language course is der Sprachkurs, how would you say, my language course started last Wednesday?
Mein Sprachkurs hat letzten Mittwoch begonnen.
Gut. To get, acquire, in the sense of to buy, is sich besorgen. Besorgen, besorgt. If a map is eine Landkarte and the points of the compass are Nord, Süd, Ost and West. How would you say, the tourists acquired a map of South Germany?
Die Touristen haben sich eine Landkarte von Süddeutschland besorgt.
Die Touristen haben sich eine Landkarte von Süddeutschland besorgt. Gut. And if to use is benutzen and taxi is a lookalike neuter word, ask, why didn't they use a taxi? Or why did they no taxi use?
Warum haben sie kein Taxi benutzt?
Warum haben sie kein Taxi benutzt? Let's extend this with to find their hotel.
Um ihr Hotel zu finden.
Did you remember to use plus zu and the whole verb to convey in order to, ihr Hotel zu finden? Well done if you did. The all-purpose word for means of transport is die Verkehrsmittel. Literally, traffic, Verkehr and Mittel means. Does it bring to mind Lebensmittel, means of living, food? Die Verkehrsmittel are very efficient, effizient, and favorable, günstig, in German cities. Günstig means favorable in the sense of favorably priced as well as convenient. That's G-U umlaut, N-S-T-I-G, günstig. The commuter line, die Stadtbahn, is abbreviated to die S-Bahn. So how about, I didn't use the commuter line.
Ich habe die S-Bahn nicht benutzt.
Gut, ich habe die S-Bahn nicht benutzt. Die U-Bahn, short for die Untergrundbahn, is the underground. Now, remembering günstig, let's add, as the underground was more convenient.
Da die U-Bahn günstiger war.
Da die U-Bahn günstiger war. Gut. And now, putting that together, I didn't use the commuter line, as the underground was more convenient.
Ich habe die S-Bahn nicht benutzt, da die U-Bahn günstiger war.
Ich habe die S-Bahn nicht benutzt, da die U-Bahn günstiger war. Gut gemacht. The tram is die Straßenbahn. If even cheaper is noch billiger, how would you say the tram was even cheaper?
Die Straßenbahn war noch billiger.
Die Straßenbahn war noch billiger.